Joining us on the line right now, local Scottsdale contestant Scott McIntyre voted off American Idol last week. The judges had the painful decision to make and in the end decided not to save him. Scott, if you can sum up that feeling in one word, what would it be?
Amazing. You know, I came as close as anyone has so far in the show to being saved, and I think I did everything I had to do that final week. You know, I have no regrets about bringing out the guitar for my farewell 80s power ballad performance and, you know, and singing on the final night as well. It really was nice for me to leave knowing that the decision was split, and I even talked to Simon after the show, you know, on stage as some people have seen, and he was very conflicted about the decision as well. And, you know, more than having to do with me, it just had to do with, you know, they have one save, and obviously as the weeks go on, they're more likely to use it, but I came close.
Right. Now, the day after you were voted off, we made the announcement in the morning we were going to be having you on the show. I've had dozens of emails. We've got very little time, so I want to get most of our listeners' questions in as possible, so if you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, Cameron writes, we've seen you play the piano and last week the guitar. What other instruments do you play?
Thanks, Cameron. I sing, I play piano, guitar, bass, drums. I'm a drummer. And I'm trying to think what else. But, you know, I actually played the pipe organ for a while. But I also do a lot of studio recording, mixing, and mastering, things of that nature. So all over the place.
Were you planning to bring out any of those other instruments if you continued on Idol?
No, just the guitar. Just because, you know, the guitar is a front man instrument, and there are very few people who come across looking good, you know, singing from behind a drum set or something like that. But you never know, you know, it's definitely a part of who I am, and I really just wanted to do something that would kind of take people aback. You know, I don't think anyone was expecting me to be standing there with my electric.
Irene writes, did you ever feel the judges were too critical on you? If so, what did you feel they were wrong about?
You know, especially this last week, I really stand by my performance on Tuesday night, and each performance is different each week. I felt like a lot of things got better from week to week, and there was a lot of undue criticism, perhaps, you know, a lot of things that they could have given me credit for that they didn't. And I just keep reminding myself, it's, you know, it is a TV show in some respect, and so the judges are going to say what they're going to say, but, you know, if people go back and listen to the Tuesday performance and the Wednesday performance as well, but specifically with the guitar, you know, it was a good, solid performance, and I don't have any regrets about it. You know, I stand by it, and I stayed true to myself.
Speaking of performances, Becky writes, you did so well during the group numbers, and there were quite a bit of dance moves. How did you manage to do the routines? Were you scared? Is the stage intimidating when you can't see?
The stage can be very intimidating when you don't see it. It took a lot of trust in other people and effort on their part to help me out, you know, to make that work. But I haven't fallen off the stage yet, so I hopefully I'm doing good. But, you know, also anytime you see me looking at a camera or following the camera from side to side as it moves by during the group numbers, that's an additional layer of choreography, in a sense, that I've had to learn. You know, they would tell me on this line in the first verse, you're going to be looking over there at that camera, and it's going to kind of move from there over to your right here. And it's a lot of accurate guesswork, but it worked pretty well, and I was able to really get in there and just perform on a par, hopefully, with everyone else.
I have to ask, during the live shows, is the group lip syncing during the performances?
No, it's, you'll find out someday.
Okay.
Not what you think.
All right. Stacy asks, is it annoying that people always make a big issue about your blindness?
It's not. You know, I mean, I could take that question in a number of ways, but, you know, it's part of who I am. I don't make a big deal about it, and there have been a lot of challenges in my life that I haven't talked about on the show just because, you know, I don't want people to, you know, to vote for me based on other things beside my voice. And I got to where I was because of my voice. And now that the competition's over, you know, I'm talking about more things and whatnot. But you know, it's just a part of who I am. My hair is light, my eyes are blue, and I happen to be blind.
Mm-hmm. I know we're almost out of time. I think this is a really good question. Ken writes, if you could give one contestant advice, who would it be, and what would you tell them?
That is a good question. I'd give myself advice, and I would say I would say to just, you know, seize the moment, and anyone going off the show can take this, you know, just to seize this incredible opportunity that we've been given. And coming in eighth place out of 110,000 applicants is just crazy. And, you know, after doing the other stuff academically in my life that I've done, and then coming to perform pop music and write pop music, it's even more encouraging to me to have made it this far. And I'm just so excited now, after the show, to go out, and I'll be working on a CD coming up here, my next CD, and I have a huge catalog of original music that I've released over the years, and now plan to release more after Idol. I'm writing all the time, I'm recording, and as soon as the tour is over, I'm going to start making that transition from Scott the American Idol contestant to Scott McIntyre the artist.
Perfect. When does the tour start?
I think it starts, I wish I could refer that to someone here, I think it starts like in mid-July or early mid-July. Yes, there you go. July.
There we go.
So definitely come out to the tour if you guys can. I'd love to see you there.
And more of your fancy dance moves.
Joe Street Sweeper, did you see that?
No.
On Idol Extra, yes.
Oh.
it's this crazy dance move that I came up with. But, you know, I hope people will stay in touch with me. I want to stay in touch with all you guys. I got my MySpace back in the last few days, so check me out. And I'm blogging again, so let's stay in touch. And thank you so much for all your support. It's been incredible.
Scott McIntyre from American Idol, thanks so much for joining us today. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Top of the Charts with Jeremy Bradley.